The Oklahoma wheat harvest is just about finished up, and the USDA released their most recent WASDE report. Kim, how are things looking?
Well, they're looking relatively good. That was mostly good news in the report, a little bit of shady bad stuff. I like to look at ending stocks. That summarizes supply and the demand conditions. Looking at wheat, the market expected ending stocks to be 783 million bushels. They came in at 665. I think that's positive price-wise, and you can compare that to the June WASDE at 770. Going down to corn, the U.S. ending stocks at 1.43 billion bushels. That's above last month's 1.36, but it's right at expectations, so no impact there. Looking at world corn, they expected 11.4 billion bushels. They got 11.5, so a little bit of bad news, but not much there. And of course, the June was 11.46 billion bushels. Soybeans, man, beans are just tight. They expected 146 million bushels in the United States. It came in at 155, but what's 9 million among friends there when it's that tight? And it came in exactly the same as it was in June. World situation also tight, with the USDA coming in at 3.47, that's above the 3.5 expectations.
So how is this going to impact short-term prices?
Well, we had a little price rally there, and as you expect, most everything was neutral to slightly positive. You had a 20-cent price increase in wheat, with Oklahoma prices somewhere around 590. You had a 25-cent increase in corn forward contract prices, with corn around 5 1/4. 25-cent increase in Milo prices, and they're at 5.95. Soybeans, a 30-cent price increase, not much in beans at 12.85, and we got a penny and a half in cotton at 89.5 cents.
What about long-term impacts?
Well, I think it sets the stage for positive moves in prices. At this level, I think we've got some room for prices to go on up. So it sets a good, solid foundation for prices. Could we have lower prices? Yes, but I think this report stabilized prices for a while.
So what's got to happen to change these price trends?
Well, it's going to be weather. Weather determines what happens in price. We've got probably 50% of the world's wheat harvest complete, so that means we got another 50 come in. Germany's having problems with weather getting in that crop, but the European Union as a whole has got a record crop coming in. So I think weather is a big factor. You've also got that drought up in North Dakota and up into Canada with spring wheat, canola, and other commodities like that.
So what should producers be thinking about moving forward?
Right now, I think they need to get their computer and their pencil and calculator out, calculate budgets, know exactly what their cost of production is, and compare that to the prices, and figure out where they're making the most money and how they can continue to make a profit in farming.
All right, thank you very much, Kim. Kim Anderson, Grain Marketing Specialist here at Oklahoma State University.
Perfect. Good job, guys. Here you go.
Thank you.